We mentioned earlier on that there is a new tax that's got to take place on, well, lots of things, but it's got to also include some of our online streaming that happens. If you've got the Netflix, the Stan, the Presto, all of those things, you may just see a little bit of a price rise very soon. Talking with us about how that's all going to work is the Director of Tax Communications from H&R Block, Mark Chapman. Good morning, Mark. I think we better start at the start, mate. How is this tax going to work? Can you take us through the basics?
Yeah, so what's happening is that from July the 1st, digital products and services which are coming from overseas will be subject to GST, which is 10%. So previously there was no GST on those services. Going forward there will be. That will impact things like Netflix subscriptions, purchases from the Apple iTunes store, and also if you use digital marketplaces like Amazon and eBay, the transaction fees that those organisations charge will also be subject to GST at 10%.
So you've actually got me on the hop there. I knew that eBay and Amazon, I knew those kind of guys weren't paying it at the moment, or we weren't paying it by using them. But I just assumed that things like buying music off Apple and the streaming services were already a part of this. But obviously, how has this been able to get through for a while? How are we so far behind the eight ball in catching up with that?
Yeah, it's because these are essentially new types of transactions. So if you transact with an Australian-based provider like Stan, for instance, which is an Australian company selling to Australian customers, you're paying GST already on those. But with Netflix and Apple, obviously they're overseas companies, they're American. So the subscriptions that they charge at the moment are completely free of GST. And that's essentially that's a loophole. That's because when GST was first brought in, those services didn't exist. Nobody even considered them. And as a result, they've been able to avoid being taxed at 10% GST ever since up until now.
Mark, how do you think this is going to play out once this tax gets put on these extra services? Because as an example, not to pick on one side of it, but if you look at your iTunes account, if you've got anybody that buys off a US account over there, they're already paying a lot less than we are. Do you think the fact that their prices are just going to go up a little bit, albeit 10%, do you think that's going to have a massive effect on more people pirating content?
Look, I think there's an issue around the differential pricing between Australia and the US. I think it's significant that Netflix has inflated the price of some of their subscriptions by far more than 10%. They've inflated their premium package by 20%. So they're adding a slice on for themselves. You know, that's not helpful when there's already a price differential. Having said that, you know, the top price Netflix subscription, for instance, is $18. Is that going to, which is $3 more than present, is that going to send people off to the internet to you know, pirate things? I think at that price it's probably marginal, but it's something we need to look at going forward. You know, consumers are not going to tolerate price increases like that year in, year out. They'll start looking for other providers, either local providers or alternatively getting stuff pirated off the internet.
It is a case of trying to strike that balance, isn't it? Because my way of thinking is one of the reasons why people pirate to the extent they do is that we can't get content straight away. If you take, for example, the Game of Thrones television show, biggest show in the world, it took around 7 months from the time it aired in the US to the time it could be made available on home media here in Australia, which I think in 2016-17, that's actually unacceptable.
Yeah, and that puts the onus on the content providers to make sure that if they're charging these sorts of fees, that they're getting the content out there simultaneously with the initial broadcast. So whether that's from the US or the UK, it needs to be going out to Australian consumers at exactly the same time so that there isn't that incentive to go online and pirate the material.
I think people are happy to pay, well, I've got myself to a corner there. Not that they're happy to pay a tax, but I think people are happy to pay their fair share if they feel they can get something straight away. I think the balance is getting stuff available when we want it, which is yesterday, at a fair price. I think if we can get there, Mark, we might be okay.
Yeah, look, I think everybody understands that it's perfectly fair that these organisations should be subject to GST because the Australian-based ones, like Stan, already are. So it's just levelling the playing field. But that does mean that these organisations have to have a certain service commitment in terms of providing product on time simultaneously with other markets and keeping their pricing competitive with other markets.
Mark, we never like talking about having an increase in tax. You've been the bearer of bad news for us this morning. You've done it with style. Thank you so much for your time with us this morning.
No problem, thanks.
Yeah, it's coming. It's one of those things that's sure in life, isn't it? the other one, and taxes. 26 past 11, that's the Director of Tax Communications from H&R Block, Mark Chapman, with us this morning at 2NURFM.